Hi, this is Susan from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I will assure this is not a sales call. Can you provide a little bit of your time?
Can you tell me what area you're calling to?
Lawrenceville.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just wanted to know because your call is from Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But it's because it's a call center, yes. Okay. So are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
61.
Thank you so much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish?
Black.
Spanish region?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your race? Select all of the above, which is, you already said.
African American.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you
have
completed?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Okay.
From 1 to 10?
Oh, 10.
10? Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied,
somewhat?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? I'm going to read some names to you. Kamala Harris, would that be very cold?
Warm.
From 1 to 10.
I forgot what Kamala Harris did, but I think it was something good. So, do you know what she did? What was she? I forgot.
Kamala Harris. Well, actually, your answer, it could be anywhere from a number from 1 to 10. That would be like...
I know.
Feel
I understand, but I need to know, what did she do? Why am I rating her? What is it that she did for America?
Actually, I'll be totally honest with you. I will not be able to give that answer out. We are more important in your opinion.
So we're going to go to the next question then.
Okay, the next person. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. Oh, Jr. I don't go to the next question.
Okay. J.D. Vance. These are names that you might know that maybe you're favorable towards them or feel warm or unfavorable.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know him either. Go to the next question.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Which one is 0? No feelings for Trump.
Okay.
Kamala Harris, her name rings a bell in my head, which I think she might have been of some importance. I'm going to rate her 8. Can we go back?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Oh, this is the next question, Kamala Harris?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, Kamala Harris. No.
Okay. All right. What about Senator Raphael Warnock?
Don't know him either.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Okay, what's a 10 for him?
Very warm.
You know, he's
and
old. I think he's one. I mean, I think he's done a good job in the election.
Okay. All right.
So, high rating for him.
Okay, that would be very warm and favorable. That would be a 10. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the Republican Party, Will that be very cold and unfavorable, or neutral, or very warm and unfavorable? Very warm and favorable, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm cold with Republicans. I'm not a Republican.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
10.
Would that be very cold and unfavorable, neutral, or very warm and unfavorable?
Very warm.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that
Biden.
Be... Okay. Let me read out some names here for you. Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, would vote for other political offices but not president, or would...
Is Robert Kennedy Jr. running? No, he's not running.
It's just giving names on here, like some that you might be familiar with. But it's like a... Yes. So that would be other independent third party, Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or would vote for other political officers but not president, or would
is
not...
Is Kamala Harris Democrat? Is
yes.
she Democrat? Yeah, well, I'll go with her.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or...
Democratic.
Okay.
I'm Democratic all the way.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or...
That one right there. You don't even have to go no further. That one right there.
Okay, would that be like much more, somewhat more?
More.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Even if neither is perfect, okay? Now, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Third, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion?
Three.
Would that be the first?
Third.
Would you like me to the third one? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? I'll repeat that out to you. The future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive?
That's up in the air.
The future of the planet?
Read that statement again.
Yes. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? And the first one is...
I don't know what to say about that one there.
Okay.
Can we end this? Because my daughter's calling. My brother just died. I need to find out what everybody's talking about.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay.
I'm sorry to let you go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, no, I'm trying to...
You're trying to get back to your daughter. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back to my daughter.
Okay.
Sorry. We went halfway through it, so I think I was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful one.